In midterm elections, Wisconsin residents chose the state school superintendent as governor and approved school tax referendums at a record rate. Those are two signs that education spending is likely to be a big issue in the upcoming legislative session. One topic school districts are pressing lawmakers to consider is special education funding. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
What does the 300-student Plum City School District have in common with the 20,000-student Kenosha District? Both think an increase in special education funding is overdue. They're two of about 30 districts across the state that have written formal resolutions over the past few months asking lawmakers for more special education support. Kim Kokel is executive director of the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance.
It's really had a hard impact on many of our districts to make sure that, our students with disabilities are funded the way they need to be funded.
Schools are mandated by federal law to provide for students with disabilities. The additional services could include things like speech therapy or classroom aides. These costs keep rising, but state funding to offset expenses has stayed flat for a decade. These days, only about a quarter of schools' special education costs are reimbursed by the state. Chris Hombach-Boyle is on the Eau Claire School Board, which was one of the first to write a resolution on this issue.
Certainly, if you are underfunded and you're mandated to do something, right, you have to find the money somewhere to do it.
School districts' ability to raise property taxes is limited, so they're often forced to take money away from regular education programming to pay for special education. In recent years, a relatively new voucher program with relatively few restrictions added salt to the wound. The rapidly growing Special Needs Scholarship Program provides tax dollars for students with disabilities to attend private schools. In addition to the $12,000 voucher payment, the private schools have the option to bill the state for up to 90% of extra costs. Here's Rural Schools Director Kokel.
It was very eye-opening that they were willing to, go to 90% for the special needs students in the voucher program, but not for the students in the public program.
Hence, the flood of school boards passing resolutions asking for more special education funding. The resolutions call out the perceived inequity between the state's 25% reimbursement for public schools versus the 90% reimbursement available to voucher schools. The school districts have a receptive audience in Governor-elect Tony Evers. As head of the Department of Public Instruction, Evers proposed a major increase in special education dollars. He wants to raise the state reimbursement level to 60%. But Evers, a Democrat, will contend with a Republican-dominated legislature. It's uncertain whether the growing number of school districts calling for change will break through the expected gridlock. Eau Claire School Board member Hombach-Boyle is optimistic. She says education was front and center in this election in a way she hasn't seen in years.
I didn't hear much difference between what they were advocating between both parties. So I'm very hopeful because I think now is the time that we need to fix this.
A forthcoming report from a legislator-led Blue Ribbon Commission could also play a role. The commission traveled around the state earlier this year, gathering input on the way Wisconsin funds public education. Money for special education was a recurring theme from people who testified. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.